We are all children of God. He loves us and knows our needs, and He wants us to communicate with Him through prayer. Our Heavenly Father is always ready to hear and answer our prayers. Don't worry about your clumsily expressed feelings. Just talk to your Father. He hears every prayer and answers it in His way. Hilary Weeks sings The Perfect Prayer. To make our prayers meaningful, we must pray with sincerity and with all the energy of heart. Remember the needs of others as we pray. We should offer prayers for our welfare and also for the welfare of those who are around us. Joanne Frechette Perry sings A Mother's Prayer.
I know you're listening as I lay me down to sleep. It's not for me I ask, but my children's souls to keep. It seems the world is going crazy, and though I need to do my share, could you please take them under wing, watch over them as especially keeping them safe from everything. This is a mother's prayer. I know you're listening in the silence of this night. The news is blistering, but I hold on to your light. And though there's darkness all around us, by my faith, I know you're there. Give me the strength to lead the way. Send me the words I need to say. Use me to guide them day by day. This is a mother's prayer. I know I can't do this by myself. I thank you for your help. I know you're listening, so I know I'm not alone. I feel you here with me as we all face the unknown. Could you return us to your garden where no one's hurt and no one's scared? Free us from pride and bitterness. Keep us so close we won't forget. Teach us to love as you love. This is a mother's prayer. Teach us to love as you love. Is a mother's prayer.
The prophet Alma counseled his son Helaman regarding prayer, saying, "Cry unto God for all thy support. Yea, let all thy doings be unto the Lord. And whithersoever thou goest, let it be in the Lord. Yea, let all thy thoughts be directed unto the Lord. Yea, let the affections of thy heart be placed upon the Lord forever. Counsel with the Lord in all thy doings, and he will direct thee for good. Yea, when thou liest down at night, lie down unto the Lord, that he may watch over you in your sleep. And when thou risest in the morning, let thy heart be full of thanks unto God. And if ye do these things, ye shall be lifted up at the last day." Tammy Robinson sings, "Did You Think to Pray?"
Here you left your room this morning. Did you think to Christ our Savior, did you sue for loving favor as a shield today? for grace, my brother, that you might forgive another who had crossed your
personal, private prayer is an essential part of our spiritual development. At least every morning and every night, we should find a place that is free from distractions and kneel in humility and commune with our Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father hears our prayers. He may not always answer as we expect, but He does answer in His own time and according to His will. If we, like the Savior, have the faith to put our trust in our Father in heaven, to submit to His will, the true Spirit of peace will come as a witness and strength that He has heard and answered our prayers. Rebecca Lopez sings, "He Hears Me."
Here I am again, down on my knees, and with every pleading word, Thy comfort I seek. Though the words are slow to come, my thoughts are racing by. Peace fills the room, Thy Spirit is nigh. He hears me when I'm crying in the night. He hears me when my soul longs to fight. Till the morning will come and the light of the dawn reassures, He hears me. Any hour, wherever I may be, in the silence of an empty room or on a crowded street, whether offering thanks or in urgency I pray, I never go unnoticed, I'm never led astray. He hears me when I'm crying in the night. Oh, He hears me when my soul longs to fight. Here's the call.
Alexandre Dumas, in his classic tale The Count of Monte Cristo, wrote, "For the happy man, prayer is only a jumble of words, until the day when sorrow comes to explain to him the sublime language by means of which he speaks to God." Jenny Phillips sings, "Help Thou My Unbelief."
I feel I'm walking in the rain, dripping with the weight of heavy days. Empty spaces fill the places you once used to be. It feels dead inside where heaven used to breathe. There are times I feel you in the mountains. There are times I see you in the fiery sky. But tonight I just need to know you by my side. Not somewhere out there in the starry sky. I need to know that I'm within your reach. Help Thou my grown so cold. I need something still and small to fill me once again. Can you make these shadows flee so you can enter in? There are times I feel you in the mountains. There are times I see you in the fiery sky. But tonight I just need to know you by my side. Not somewhere out there in the starry sky. I need to feel that I'm within your reach.
Our Father in heaven has given us the privilege and power of prayer. He has promised us peace in times of trial and has provided a way for us to come to Him in our need. Thankfully, we can call upon Him anytime, anywhere. We can speak to Him in the quiet thoughts of our mind and from the deepest feelings of our heart. From the Brigham Young University Men's Chorus we hear, "More Holiness Give Me."
Patience in suffering.
When we receive help from our Father in heaven, it is in response to faith, obedience, and the proper use of agency. When answers to urgent prayer don't seem to come, it can be that we don't understand some truths about prayer, or because we don't recognize answers when they come. It is a mistake to assume that every prayer we offer will be answered immediately. Some prayers require considerable effort on our part. Sometimes Heavenly Father answers yes, sometimes no. Often He withholds an answer, not for lack of concern, but because He loves us perfectly. He wants us to apply truths He has given us. For us to grow, we need to trust our ability to make correct decisions. We need to do what we feel is right. In time, He will answer. He will not fail us. Roger Hoffman sings the old hymn, Unanswered Yet.
Unanswered yet, the prayer your lips have pleaded. In agony of heart these many years, does faith begin to fail? Is hope departing? And think you all in vain those falling tears? Say not the Father hath not heard your prayer. You shall have your desire. You shall have your desire. Sometime, somewhere, you shall have your desire. Sometime, somewhere, unanswered yet, though when you first presented this one petition at the Father's throne, it seemed you could not wait the time of asking. So urgent was your heart to make it known. Though years have passed since then, do not despair. The Lord will answer you. The Lord will answer you. Sometime, somewhere, the Lord will answer you. Sometime, somewhere. Perhaps your part is not yet wholly done. The work began when first your prayer was uttered, and God will finish what He has begun. If you will keep the Spirit burning there, His glory you shall see, His glory you shall see. Sometime, somewhere, His glory you shall see. Sometime, somewhere, unanswered yet, faith cannot be unanswered. Her feet were firmly planted on the rock. Amid the wildest storm, prayer stands undaunted, nor quails before the loudest thunder shock. She knows omnipotence has heard her prayer, and cries, it shall be done, and cries, it shall be done. Sometime, somewhere, and cries, it shall be done. Sometime, somewhere.
The restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ began with a boy's private prayer. Perhaps one of the most powerful lessons the prophet Joseph Smith taught the world is contained in five simple words he spoke to his mother after his experience in a grove of trees. I have learned for myself. In response to his humble prayer, the heavens opened again. Joseph learned that the testimony of James was true, that a man who lacked wisdom might ask of God and obtain and not be upbraided. Moreover, Joseph learned that personal revelation may be received by those who humble themselves and approach God with unwavering faith and with broken hearts and contrite spirits. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform Joseph Smith's first prayer.